Om Shanti. Baba's given us such a beautiful understanding that the moment the gross world, the mundane world, takes us and pulls us into that, and we use this magic mantra of Om Shanti, it brings us back into our state of consciousness. And that is soul conscious. Today's topic this morning is, does anybody know? Do you want to change the place? Tamil sister, please change your headphones and sit somewhere else. Bhai ji, kaun hai translation ke liye, koi help karo Tamil walo ko. Nahi, translator to hai, lekin ye log sunai padta nahi hai. So this morning's topic, who remembers the topic? Yes? How to maintain faith, unshakable faith. Unshakable faith. In the Laukic world, there's a very beautiful saying which goes, faith moves mountains. And so when you hear this saying, of course it tells you everything, that whatever situation, whatever circumstances it might be, but if I have faith, I can move it, I can clear my way, I can reach the destination. But you have to first understand what faith is. And really, faith is not something which someone can instill in you. You know? Like Dadi Janki 2 days ago was saying that she was sharing what I think Sister Mohini did share yesterday. That she told Baba, Baba, you are my world. And so, transform my sanskaras just like yours. And Baba says, child, that you have to do it. I will give you the legs to walk, but walk you have to do it. In other words, Baba gives us a lot, but faith is not something which someone can put in us. Faith is something which is born within. It is born within, it is created within. But of course there is a lot of process through which I can give birth to that faith. And there is a lot of situations in life which can actually kill your faith, destroy your faith. And that is I. Nobody is going to give birth to that faith within me, and nobody is actually instrument in killing my faith. But whenever we listen to Baba, and when we come to Baba, the very first thing is that we get this understanding who I am. I am a soul. And who is my Father? That is God the Supreme. And so of course we are working very hard to ignite, to give birth to this faith. It doesn't take years and years, really. It just takes a second, just a second, to give birth to that faith that this is my Baba. I am a soul. And so we all have to just notice when that birth took place. And remember, we always use the word my spiritual birth. And really, that is the true birth of faith. The moment you feel this is my spiritual birth, it's a new birth that I'm taking place, I took place, or my birth took place, that's when the faith is born within. But from here till the destination, it's a journey. And in that journey, I come across a lot of souls. I come across a lot of scenes in drama, which of course I need to understand that I have a lot of karmic accounts with the souls who I will be meeting in my journey. But I also have a lot of karmic accounts with my own self that I need to understand. And of course, whatever scenes in drama I come across is again my karmic accounts. When I say karmic accounts, I do not mean it's always negative. It is also negative but also positive. Also something very good but also something very challenging. And so when I go through this journey, that's where there is a possibility that my faith starts shaking, you know. And so I have to be very, very strong that what may come, but my faith should not keep on shaking. It is exactly like if you are sewing something, you're using a needle, you're using thread, and if the thread is very smooth throughout, you can sew or you can patch up something very, very nicely and strongly. And that strength, that strongness is what my faith is. But if the thread keeps on breaking in between and you try to knot it up every now and then, even if it will sew the thing up, but can you visualize sewing something with a lot of knots in between? What happens? It's like a little obstacle, isn't it? It's not smooth. Which is not smooth, also it's not very strong. And it's not a pleasure, but it's like a struggle, you see? And so my spiritual birth, which has got a lot of knots, a lot of knots means I keep on breaking the thread, that is the faith, and I mend it up again, and I let it break again, and I mend it again. Can you imagine my Brahmin life will not be very strong? It will not be a pleasure, but instead it will be a struggle. First, what I need to know is I need to have first faith in myself. The moment I take a spiritual birth, I am a very, very fortunate soul. My fortune is very high, it's destined. The second thing is, I need to have a lot of faith in my father, that is Baba. And the third thing is, I need to have a lot of faith in my role, that is drama. Fourth thing is, I need to have a lot of faith in my family. Can you imagine you have faith in yourself and you don't have faith in your family? What happens? What is your identity without the family? Yeah? And so I need to have faith in all this. Myself, my Baba, my role, and my family. What may come, this is mine. And whatever is mine is there, whether I accept or not, it's there. Even in the Laukic world, when a baby is born, that baby doesn't know anything. But it has a faith, internal faith, that this is my parent. This is my mother. And it's there. Even the world comes and tells you that this is not your mother. It doesn't work. You must have seen some children when they grow up, they are adopted, they come to know how they are not, these are not their biological parents, and how they actually shatter, you know. And so they don't know where to belong, the sense of belonging. And so, of course, the moment I take birth in my spiritual life, remember that my horoscope is fixed. It's there. And so my fortune is there. I do not need to ask a question to myself. Do I have any luck in my Brahmin life or my spiritual journey? Or what is my status? Never have this question. But the moment I have the faith that I've taken a spiritual birth, this is my life, my horoscope is fixed, my luck is fixed, and my status is fixed. Of course, when we are given the course, we are told you have to make efforts, you have to have Amritvela, you have to have Maryadas, you have to have all this to reach your destination. That is your status. Is that right? But I personally have not made a lot of efforts on my intellectual level. You know, that because I need this status, I have to do this much service, or I need to make this much efforts. I have actually taken the other way around, and I like to share this yukti with a lot of souls, is that I have actually worked with faith. And the faith first goes to my status, that this was my status already, it's there, you know. I've come with my fortune, I've come with my luck to Baba. And so that luck, that status, that position is actually pulling me towards it. That Pratibha, come to your status now. And what am I supposed to do to reach that status? Is I need to be very strong with my Amritvela. I need to be very strong with my Maryadas. I need to do a lot of service. I need to do a lot of tapasya. So not that I have to do, but I am doing it because my status is telling me to do. Like, even if there is some situations where you don't feel like waking up in the morning, and you sort of, you know, turn and toss and this and that, but actually your fortune reminds you, wake up, I'm waiting for you, come on, come and sit in front of Baba. And so, you see, it actually creates that enthusiasm, not in a form of I have to do it, but in a form of I need to do it. I am going to do it because something beautiful is waiting for me. And when you have this feelings, even the most difficult task in your journey becomes very, very enthusiastic. When does my faith starts moving? When does it start shaking? Is when my zeal and enthusiasm is reduced. You see? Like, you must have noticed, even Baba gives this song in the Murli, Bachpan ke din bhula na dena. You do not forget your days of childhood. And which are these childhood days? Your spiritual life. When you come to Baba, you listen to the course. Wow, just so beautiful. It's making you fly and fly and fly. Then you start listening to the Murali and you're just flying beyond the world, isn't it? When you meet Baba, when you meet the family, wow, you're just flying like anything. But then you come to a level where now I need to be steady. I need to clear my accounts. I need to clear, my karmic accounts with everything. And so it starts sort of opening up, you see. And that's when you sometimes wonder, you know, oh, did I come to this life, you know, and is this the same life which I came to, or it's changing, you know? Or did I come to the family which I am seeing from day one, or is it different, you know? And so a lot of challenges will come in between. You cannot blame anybody for that. It is actually my fortune which is taking me towards itself. But this is a journey, and so I, you know, have to go through a lot of things before I reach there. So first, I have faith in myself. Second, I have faith in Baba. Third, I have faith in my drama, that is my role. And fourth, I have faith in my family. But remember, the moment your faithful intellect creates little bit of doubt in your intellect, that's when you will start seeing everything with that intellect, you know? So you will start wondering about Baba. You will start wondering about your role and your fortune. You will start wondering about the family around you, service companions, the responsibility which is given to you. Everything is then mixed up with that little bit of doubt in the intellect. And that's where this little knots keep on coming, you know. It reduces the strength, it reduces the zeal and enthusiasm, but it also weakens, you know, it becomes a little bit weak. And this is why I have to be very, very careful that I have given my intellect to Baba, and so nothing can be mixed with this intellect, this faithful intellect. As I mentioned that in the Laukic world, faith has been also compared with a mountain. Faith moves mountain. It is also said, faith can heal, you know. Through faith you can heal a lot of things. You can heal your body, you can heal your mind, you can heal relationships if you have faith. I will just give you my example that I'm based in a field where there is a lot of comfort but also a lot of challenges, because it's a very, very huge, huge, huge field, Africa. And Africa has two sides of life. One is a very luxurious life, but on the other side is also very, very challenging and very, what you call, very difficult to be very straightforward. And so since last 3 years, 2.5 years, we've been working on a project called Serve Africa. And in that we are penetrating into areas where, you only need faith, nothing else. Because there are huge mountains. When I say huge mountain means, you know, those countries are completely war-torn countries. 30 years of war. There is no facility, there is no security. There is nothing whatsoever, to be very honest. So All this 30 years of service in Africa, Baba kept us in a lot of comfort, I should say. Lot of comfort, you know, a lot of very nice area where we were serving very comfortably. And we were very happy and all that. But suddenly we came up with this program where we felt it is, you know, our responsibility to bring this message to the souls which are deprived on this continent. And so we had to penetrate into areas which are so broken and war-torn. And I went to a country called Angola. This is a Portuguese colony which has gone through war like anything for 30 years. It has just come out of what you call war since last 4 or 5 years. And when I arrived there 3 years ago, that country was still going through a lot of problems. I actually did not know a single soul in that country. I did not know a single word of Portuguese when I was planning to go. So I didn't know the language. I did have no idea where I was going. But because I was given the responsibility to go there, I actually responded very positively. You know, one time Dadi Janki was saying, when you're in a family, you start comparing, you know, this my senior instrument gives a lot of responsibility to this one and not me, you know. Responsibility is never given to one. It is taken, you know. And how do you take when you respond positively? You actually take that responsibility. In other words, nobody gives you one. Yeah, you receive a lot of opportunities. But are you positively responding? Now you might say, if I don't know how to do something, how do I positively respond? But again, if I respond positively with that faith, the ability will automatically come in you. You understand the word responsibility? Response and ability. So you don't need the ability to respond. But what you need is faith. The moment I have faith in my intellect, whose instrument am I? I am no ordinary authority's instrument. I am God's instrument. So I need to positively respond and He will instill the abilities in me. And so this is called to surrender, to give yourself to God's task. And so of course, I knew I didn't have a lot of ability, as I told you. I didn't know where I was going, I didn't have any contacts. I didn't speak the language, I didn't know where this country is. The only thing I did was a friend's friend's friend, a BK friend's friend's friend, I requested them if they could just book me in a hotel, you know. Of course I had to have a lot of faith in them that they will put me in the best place, most safe place. When I landed actually, and this soul received me, they were taking me to this cheap hotel. When I say cheap, means a reasonable hotel. And so you won't believe, when I saw the country, it was so broken. I really didn't understand where I was going. But I arrived there, I settled myself, and I just left everything on Baba. Baba, now you need to help me, and we need to start working. I did that. In 10 days I achieved a lot. In spite of not speaking the language, in spite of using limited funds, in spite of a lot of things, but I achieved a lot in 10 days. But on one side, I achieved a lot. But on the other side, you won't believe, I had to clear my karmic accounts, you know. And the karmic accounts was, my body went so bad, it became so unwell that the doctors treated me, the treatment reacted, and I was on a state where just leaving the body. Completely leaving the body. Can you believe that? They had to fly me back to where I was based and admit me in a hospital, straight into the hospital. Now, at that point, ask yourself, if you go through this, what comes to your intellect? Is your faith as strong? Is it shattered? Is it doubting? Is it going to tell you, my God, I went for God's service and look what happened to me? You see? No. You won't believe, when I was admitted in the hospital, at one point, you know, this body was beyond recognition. You cannot recognize this body. It was gone completely. But when I see myself in the mirror, I don't recognize myself to that extent. It was burnt completely due to drug reaction. But the only thing you won't believe was there was so much of faith in that intellect, so much of faith. The body was damaged, the outward appearance was completely destroyed, but the intellect was untouched, you know. The intellect was so clear, that the only words which were emerging from the intellect, the mind and the intellect, was, Thanks, Baba. Why? Not because of what I got, but why? Because whatever I got, I have been picked up from the worst situation into the best environment, where I have a family, Brahmin family, where I have all the facilities and a very comfortable environment. And so can you imagine clearing an account in the worst environment and clearing an account in the best environment? So I have faith that whatever account I have to clear it. Nobody is going to clear it for me. Remember karmic account we were talking about with my own self? And so what I had accumulated, I have to clear it. I can't wait for others to do it for me, you know? And then Baba has also given us an understanding. Whatever karmic account you've got, when you give your time and your life to Baba, it reduces, you know, from a gallow to a prick of thorn. So can you imagine if this was a prick of thorn, what was a gallow? So this is just a prick of thorn because I was in Baba's service. And so I was thanking Baba so much in my drama, my role, that I had to clear my account anyway. But you brought me in such a beautiful environment that I'm very happy. And so this helps me to heal myself incredibly, you know. Faith heals you. There are doctors in this world, science facility, where they personally feel impossible. And when they see the healing process, they become surprised. They ask questions, you know. Which strength is working? It is the strength of faith, which I don't think science can give it to us. Isn't it? Yeah. They can't give it. But we can give them an example. And my doctor was so happy. He was like, my God, I can't believe it. I can't believe the way you are healing. You see? So if I have that doubt in the intellect, that intellect will not help. Let me help to heal. You know? Heal the physical body. Heal the mental state, and heal the relationship. Because you see, I can't sit and start blaming, like how the Lockic world keeps on constantly blaming, isn't it? It was the doctor's fault, and it was the hospital's fault, and it was this country's fault, and it was this fault and that fault. Can you really pinpoint whose fault it was? And why do I want to even waste my time and energy in looking for whose fault it was? Because it is no one's fault. Every being, every scene in drama is helping me to clear my account. And so, if I have this attitude, you know, I can go through that so beautifully that I will not let this feeling kill my faith or destroy my faith or shake my faith, because otherwise, you know, it's like if you don't start a journey, you will never know what is going to come into the journey. So you're very enthusiastic, you're very happy, you're very strong. But when you start your journey, you come across so many things. That's where you need to check your faith. Is it shaking? Is it reduced from what I had? Of course, it will not reduce. Maybe it will be stable. That you can say. So that the way you were bubbling all the time when you came to Baba, very new, your childhood, might then become very calm. That doesn't mean it's reducing. It is actually becoming stable. You see? And so, that is very good. It's quite healthy. It's so strong. And so this is one thing. In the beginning, I did mention that you cannot create that faith in someone. It is the self who will create it. Yeah? And so I remember I was in a new country, I had a group of Brahmins who were very, very young, very young Brahmins. And out of that, of course, I asked them, "What I'm here for this time, this long, and what would you all like to do?" And they were all suggesting a lot of things, you know. Like we want yoga bhattis, and we want workshops, and we want programs, and we want picnics and retreats, and you know how Brahmins are. But one was very unique. He's a professional. He's a doctor by profession. Very new Brahmin. He's been to Madhuban once. And he says, "Sister Pratibha, can I request you one thing?" I said, "Yes, of course. Most welcome." And he goes, "You know, we have a lot of faith in you. Whatever you tell us is 100% best. We know that. And so do one thing for us whilst you are here. You know, don't read Murlis in morning class." And I said, "Then what do I do?" He says, "You know, I get very bored with Murlis. It makes me sleep. I just sit and sleep in class. But what you can do is read your Murlis at your time, come back to class, and just tell us what the Murli is all about. I think that will be very nice and it will keep me awake." Now, how do you accept that suggestion? I accepted 50 suggestions, yeah? But can I accept this? And I just looked at this soul and I said, "Brother, I cannot do that. What I can do is in the duration of my stay, whatever long I'm going to stay here, I will read the Murli in such a way that I will create that interest in you that you will enjoy Murli very much. A good teacher's quality is not to take you away from Murali. It is their duty to create that, you know, interest, give birth to that interest. Then it will born and it will give birth to the faith in your intellect whose Murali this is. So it's like a challenge for a teacher to create that interest, isn't it, in this soul? Because it was black and white. He had no interest in Murali's. You know, he says he feels very sleepy. So I said, as a teacher, as an instrument, I will do something that you will not feel sleepy. I will read the whole Murali from beginning till the end with such yukti or tact which will create that faith in you. Faith will be born in you. So I am not the one who is creating the faith. I'm just an instrument. But of course, he has to create his own faith. But that's a process. You won't believe I was so conscious. Conscious means not body conscious. Aware. Let's say awareness. I was so aware that I need to create such a strength in the morning Murali class that nobody tells me I feel sleepy and I don't want to listen to the Murali. And this soul started coming and coming and coming, not alone. He started bringing more souls to the morning class. And, you know, it was incredible. He was leaving for another country, business trip, and at night, just before leaving for the airport, he comes rushing. I said, brother, you haven't left for the airport? He says, no, because I want to ask you a question. I said, what is the question? After, I think, about 1.5 months, you know, I said, what is your question? And he goes, what am I going to do without my Muralis? Because I'm going away for 2.5 weeks for a business trip. And I said, oh, so you think you need Muralis? Of course I can't stay without it. I said, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Okay, I'm going to give you these copies of Muralis. Rush to a coffee shop and copy it up and take it with you and bring my originals to the center. He sent his driver, his chauffeur, to go and make the copies. You won't believe. He took his copies, he sent the original copies to the center, and he left. He's sending a mail from China. He was in China for a business trip. He's sending a mail to me. He says, sister, I have a problem. And I said, what happened? He said, my driver made duplicate copies of the same week. So I don't have Muralis for this week. I only have it for the following week. So what do I do without Muralis? You know? Is there a center around somewhere here? I said, oh, center is there, but it's about 2-3 hours train ride from there. So he was so thirsty, you know. And of course I was just sending him the essence, just, you can't, according to the Yajna system, you can't send a Murali. So I was just sending him points. And I was sustaining him for whole week that way. And then when he came back, like a little child, sitting with that previous week's Murali, you know, and studying it so seriously, you know. And I said, brother, I can't believe this, you know. I can't believe this. And he goes, I can't believe myself too. You know, that I cannot make do without Muralis. I have understood it so clearly that it's my breath, you know, and I cannot stay without breathing. And that's God's versions, you know. So what I'm trying to say is, we are not there. I mean, if you give course to someone, if you introduce Baba to someone, you can't go into a person or a soul and say, okay, you have to have faith. You see? But it is my faithful intellect which helps the opposite soul to give birth to their faith. Now, for example, if I have little bit of doubt, I'm wavering, and then I try to tell others something, it will never be effective, never. You see? And so, I don't need to sit and check what faith this other soul has, or this other soul is going through. I just need to check myself, how much do I have? Is it 100% or beyond percentage? You know, and in Hindi it's very, very nice. You know, it's like there's a saying called, even if I have to die, I will not let go my faith. You know, and so do I have that quality of faith in myself? And remember, whenever I use the word myself, I mean a lot of things, not only myself, but the whole process which I mentioned, myself, my Baba, my role, and my family, you know. And if I have that, my service companions will have so much faith in me also. You can't tell others, why don't you have faith in me, why don't you have trust in me, but actually it is I who need to give that birth into myself. One time Dari was telling us, you know, in one of the meetings just recently, Dari said, do not remember anything, but remember that whenever I want success in any task I do, whether it's service, whether it's my dharana, my principles, whether in my thoughts, wherever I want success, remember one thing, I am Baba's right hand. Right hand. In other words, Baba will use me in any good task, any good service, any good, you know, anything positive, Baba will use me if I offer myself. You see? So what I need to know is, I need to have faith that I am Baba's right hand. I don't know about other countries, but in Bharat, any auspicious thing you need to do, you do it with a right hand, you know? And so, do you have that in Russia too? Really, right hand, huh? And so, I am Baba's right hand, always remember that. So I'm very auspicious, I'm very faithful, I'm very strong, everything with right hand. Then the other thing is, I am a light hand. Excuse me. A light hand. Yeah, light means I'm not a heavy one that I keep on breaking. I become stiff, you know. I actually, you know, react to situations and people and drama. But I'm very light, you know, it's, I can mold, I can move, I can do whatever task has been given to me. According to the world, whatever task it is, whether it's very simple task or a very high task or whatever it is, but I just give my hand to Baba. I am Baba's hand, so I give myself to Baba and I will be very light. And the third one is I'm Baba's hand, you know. I'm no one's hand, I'm Baba's hand. And when you have this much faith in your intellect, you will see how Baba uses you in incredible ways, where you will have no complaint whatsoever that why was I not given this, or why was I not asked, or why was I not, you know, nothing like that. Ever since I came to Baba, not that I had defined myself so precisely and clearly that I am Baba's right hand and Baba's light hand and Baba's hand, but I just sort of, you know, through my intellect, given myself to Baba. Wherever you want to use me, you can use me, Baba. And so that was Haji, you know. Why? Because before I came to Baba, my intellect was, my God, very gross, extremely cross, you know. And everything before coming to Baba, everything was why. You know why? Question mark. Everything is why. You tell me, put this chair from here to there, is always why. And if I feel logic, why you told me to put this chair from here to there, then I will do it, otherwise I will not do it. That much the intellect was gross, you know, extremely gross. And then I went to Sister Vedanti, I mean, this is not today or yesterday, it was 29, 30 years ago. After college, I went to Sister Vedanti and I said, I want to surrender. And she says, yeah, we'll do it. I said, I want to surrender. And she goes, yes, yes, why not? We'll see about it. You know? And that day, that particular day, we had a visitor from India. I was born in Africa, I was brought up in Africa, I got my knowledge in Africa, everything in it. I surrendered in Africa. And so we had a visitor from India, Sister Prem from Haridwar. And she was sharing her experience. She was just sharing her experience in class that day. And she said, she was just very young, she was just 15, and she went to Baba, Sakar Baba, and said, I would like to surrender. And Baba says, yes child, we will do it, you know. And she goes, Baba, I want to surrender. And Baba said, yes, yes, we will do something about it, we'll think about it, you know. And so that day in Pandav Bhavan, Sakar Baba, Mamma, and this young sister, you know, she's sharing her experience, but how it was connected to me so much that they were moving around. And Baba said, child, come with me, you know. So they were going from one room to the other room and the third room. And then suddenly Baba just turned and told the sister, the young sister, Prem, can you please push this small bed under the big, large bed, you know. And guess what she did? She said, Baba, I can already see that it will not fit under the large bed. It will not go under. And Baba didn't say anything, you know. Baba just kept quiet. Baba just walked away. Then Mama walked and this young sister followed them. And then after that, at night, Mama called this young sister. Of course, now she's not young, she's very, very senior. And so, Mama called this young sister and said, Prem, today you failed. And she goes, why? What mistake did I do? Because she never thought it was a mistake, you know. And Mama said, can you imagine you're just 15 and Baba is 90? You say, yes. And Baba actually told you to push this small bed under the big bed, the large bed. Do you think Baba did not make it out that this doesn't fit in there? Baba also made it out, but he was just trying to test your intellect. How faithful it is. And you failed because you actually displayed your intellect, you see. And you started, you know, using that. And the sister was just sharing, surrendering the intellect means what? You know, just by surrendering your body doesn't mean everything. But you have to surrender the intellect to God. And God uses you. And God's way of using is very, very unique. And so when I heard that example, I said, my God. I was like, Pratibha, you have to die completely. You know, you can't use your intellect at all. You've used a lot. And so that did not take me away from my enthusiasm. But it gave me an understanding that, you know, you've used enough of your intellect. Whys and whats and hows and, you know, now stop it. Now, haji jiha, haji, you know. And the moment you're going to do that, you will just achieve what you need to. Because that brings a lot of humility, you know. The ego is destroyed. I don't say that it just happens in a day. the sanskaras of using the intellect has been there so long, that it keeps on popping up every now and then. Every now and then, you know, you want to use your intellect. But then you have to remind yourself and say, no, you don't work with that, you work with this, you know. And of course, Baba's given us an alternative, a very strong alternative. And ever since I took this spiritual life, this spiritual journey, I've been using that intellect now, the one which is surrendered. And so, of course, one is the Laukic intellect, which is not surrendered, which doesn't understand a lot of faith. It just understands the logistics of the world. But the other intellect, which is surrendered, which is actually moving with a lot of faith, and its faith moves mountains, incredible things have happened. Impossible things have happened with this faith. And not only in your spiritual life, but in your service field. Very simple, you know, like if you don't have money to do a particular program, and you still have faith that you want to do it, you know, Dharma will organize something from somewhere or make someone instrument, but your task will be done or your thought will be, you know, fulfilled sort of. And this is what I called faith moves mountains. You know, the obstacle is as huge as a mountain, but it moves in such a beautiful way that you don't even feel that there was an obstacle. And so I do not need to keep on, you know, breaking that faith every now and then. If I have faith in myself, as I told you, the response is positive, the ability is there. If it is not there, Baba will put it in me and all that. I remember one time, I did share this experience with a group of people here, but maybe not all of you, that one time Sister Vedanti sent me to a completely new country. Again, the same story about 7 years ago. Same story, you know, language barrier, not even a single word of that language, a war-torn country, all those things. But of course, I had my airplane tickets, so I could fly from one place to the other, to the other. Now, when I came to this particular city, someone called, and this soul was calling me constantly, you know, 2-3 times in a day. I couldn't answer the phone because I was not around, but he left messages. And when I got his number and I called him, he says, "Sister, I am extremely, extremely happy that you are in this country." That was the first time the BKs were there in that country. I said, "Brother, where are you from?" He says, "I'm from India. I've been working here since last 7 years. I am Baba's child, and I've been here 7 years without any family." In other words, no Brahmins, nothing, nothing, nothing. And of course, the nearest center was very far, so I can't go to that country. And so I heard that the Brahma Kumaris are here, and I've been trying to get you. Please come to the city where I am. I said, "Brother, I am flying out tomorrow." Not tomorrow, but the next day. "And I cannot come, sorry. I've been here nearly 1.5 months now. It's my time to leave now." He says, "I will not let you go. You have to come to the city where I am. I've been so thirsty. I will come and pick you up." You know? Of course, he didn't have any facility. But he requested one of his friends if they could help him to come and pick me up. So I said, "Okay, I'm coming from this particular neighboring country to this place. I will be there at this time. Then you can come and pick me up. We can drive, we can go, we can have a program at night, and I have to leave straight next day because I have a flight," you know. So this is okay. So he was very, very happy. He organized a talk and everything, you know. He just wanted to introduce Baba to a lot of souls. And so they took me. You know, I had no idea whatsoever what that city has gone through, that town has gone through, nothing. But because this brother was so thirsty, I had to just, you know, fulfill his wishes. But on our way there, they told me that many years back, this country went through a lot of floods, particularly this town in that country. There was so much of floods that everything broke. The roads were broken, the houses were broken, you know, the cars were all drowned, everything was gone, you know. Their wealth was gone, everything. Now it has just been a year or so that the town is recovering from that shock. It was so bad that the United Nations had to come in and evacuate the town and, you know, sort of do something about it. So then I felt, you know, thanks Baba that I came. At least I can help them to heal, you know. There are some organizations which will feed them. Some will give them shelter. Somebody will give them clothes. But I don't think anybody can give them the healing strength which we can give them. So I thanked Baba and Rama that, you know, I made it. I arrived straight from the car. I was in the program. We finished the program. Oh, next day, you wouldn't believe, you know, my coach was early in the morning at 4 o'clock. So this few brothers were hosting me. So they said, sister, we will come and pick you up and we will take you to the bus terminal, the coach terminal. And I said, yeah, okay. Guess what? They came and I was like, you know, I've got a big bag because I had a lot of brochures and books and tolies. Sister's clothes are very few, but other things are too much there, isn't it, just to sustain. I said, how far is the bus terminal? They said, oh, it's not very far, about 3 or 4 blocks away. I said, okay. This is a very broken town. It doesn't have roads, it doesn't have anything. Guess what? I said, how are we going to take this bag because it's quite heavy? So, oh, that we've organized. They didn't have a car to take me to the bus terminal. We had to walk 4:30 in the morning in the dark with broken roads with big holes. But what they did was they had a man who was, you know, helping us, and he had a wheelbarrow. They put my bag in the wheelbarrow and they pushed it to the bus terminal. And I was just stunned. I said, look at these souls. You know, I've born in Africa and brought up in Africa. I've never seen someone taking a bag in a wheelbarrow. You know what a wheelbarrow is? Huh? It's with, yeah, two wheels where we put all the garden stuff. They put my bag and took it to the bus terminal. And, well, it surprised me, but I mean, I was respecting them, so not that I was going to object in anything. They put me on the coach and they said, okay, sister, you're safe. You will reach the city in 3.5 hours, you know, and then you can take your flight and please carry on. But next time when you come, don't forget us. I said, yeah, definitely. The body was not, you know, it was so tired. The body was very tired. So I was like, I just sat in the coach and I was just sleeping. And the next thing when I opened my eyes, the coach is just, you know, there. There means not in the city. In the countryside, on the road, broken, you know. The coach is not working, and I asked people why it was not working. They didn't understand a word what I was speaking because they don't speak English. And so I don't speak their language, not at all, not even a single word. And so I was just standing looking at people, you see. Now, at this point, situations, can you imagine in a new strange country, middle of the jungle, nobody speaks your language, you don't understand someone, you really don't know what to do next, you know. But I mean, I was just standing there, nothing, no upheaval in the intellect. And when I was just standing there, suddenly a lady, a local African lady comes to me. She's in her mid-50s, you know, and she's talking something. And I said, no language, English. And she goes, no Anglo. So then I said, sorry, we can't communicate, you see, but I don't know what she was talking. Anyway, I just understood maybe I was in her way and she was screaming her head out or something like that. But anyway, I just stood there. I was just looking at people. It's a war-torn country. No company is ever going to replace another transport for you. You just have to help yourself now because the bus is broken. So I said, okay, I will also do that. This lady was so smart, you know. Because she could not understand me, I could not understand her. She went back somewhere and she got her young university son, his son, you know, her son, who speaks broken English from the university, broken, extremely broken, you know. So he comes to me and he says, you know, my mother is asking, where you going? I said, I'm going to this town. Okay, see. And then he's telling the mother. The mother is directing him, tell this lady to stand here, you know. So I stood there. Then the mother is telling the son, tell the lady to tell you which bag is hers. So I show my bag. This is my bag. I'm trying to carry. She says, no, that my son will do it for you. Then they put my bag aside. I'm trying to catch a transport on the road. She says, no, just stand here with me. I said, okay. You know, as though somebody has given her the responsibility to take care of me. Anyway, everything was over. Then a broken country bus came, you know. This broken country bus. But it had space, little space, reasonable. So she tells me, let us go on this one. So I went with her on that one. Then she tells one man, get up and let her sit. So she organized a seat for me. So I sat down. You know, we were just traveling, poor thing, I cannot communicate with this soul. The only communication was drishti, you know. Anyway, we just had a journey. Suddenly, I lost her son. He was not around with us anymore now. So, communication was completely broken. After a while, I, you know, sensed little bit of water coming from somewhere, it's sprinkling on me, and I'm looking around, you know, there's no rain around, where is this water coming from? Guess what, it was a country bus, so they had beer barrels on the top. One of the beer barrel was broken, and so the beer was actually showering us, you know. And then she tells me problem, you know, she's asking me problem. I said, no, see, you move there and tell this man to move out. I said, no, it's okay. In other words, she was trying to give me all the comforts, you know. Ultimately, the journey was nearly towards the end. It was only me and her on the coach, nobody else, you know. Me and her. But we could not communicate. But when the souls came to receive me at the bus terminal, they spoke all three languages. They spoke to this lady and said, what happened? And she told them the whole story. That's when they told me, because they could communicate with me, that when you were standing when the bus was broken, she could not see you, but she could see some very divine figure. And so she knew she had to help you, you know. And she decided to help you, but you could not communicate, so she got her son. And the beauty was, she was not coming to this city. Can you imagine? The journey started here, it was ending there. She was only traveling till halfway for business with her son. So what she decided was, she told her son, you get off, you start working so that we do not waste the day. I will take this lady all the way to this city, drop her there, hand her over to her people, and come back, and then I will continue with you. Can you imagine, in Iron Age, do you have souls like this? You know? What I'm trying to say here, it is your intellect in your, you know, like faithful intellect, faith in Baba, faith in your role, you know? You don't need to question, it's a new country, how will I do, what will I do? No. Just surrender to Baba. And become an instrument and do not have a slightest doubt in yourself or in Baba. And Baba will organize in the worst situations. And so actually Baba is the one who gave that vision to her, you know. And Baba is the one who chose her to come and help his daughter or his instrument. You know, so this type of miracles do take place, which is, you know, the moment you experience this, you also have more faith, more faith. The faith becomes more firm. Is that right? You know? And as I told you, some challenging things also shakes your faith. But never ever take that challenge as a problem, you know, or an obstacle, or by thinking, oh my God, I was so comfortable in my Laukic life. No, 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 no. You don't even know what comfort is, you see. But what you are, an instrument of Baba, you're actually very, very comfortable soul. And so, remember I gave you this example of the brother who didn't like to study Murlis. And so what I, as a faithful intellect, need to do is create that interest and that faith in the studies. I can sustain, I can help to sustain, but I cannot give birth to that faith. Or I am not there to even destroy someone's faith. I don't have the strength to do that. But I can just help to sustain. And the attainments, the achievement which you will receive, will again fortify your faith even more. Make it more strong. And so, we do come across situations which will shake my faith. But I will not let it shake, you know. I will promise with myself, I will promise with Baba, that even if I have to die, I will not let go that faith. Yeah? Om Shanti. Okay, just before I finish, I am Sister Pratibha. I was born in Zambia, those who know Africa. I was brought up in Zimbabwe, and I'm living in Kenya since last 29 years. I have been with Baba ever since the service in Africa started. That was 33 years ago. And I took my training as a BK with Nirmal Shanta Dadi, that is Brahma Baba's Laukic daughter. I lived in India for a year, and then of course Dadiji sent me back to Africa, but in Kenya. And ever since then, I've been in Kenya, but serving most of the parts of the world and enjoying service and efforts a lot. Om Shanti.